We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. For boosted parlays to live in-game offs on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WHNNBET.com to start winning.
It's Big Blue Banter, the answer to all your Giants matters, from run game to coaching to Bob Shepard's timbre. Hosted by Dan Schneier, analysis on fire, a Giants fan since day one, now preaching to the choir. Joined by Nick Filato, breakdowns with bravado, passing you the facts like he passes on gelato. From just outside New York, a couple football dorks, a killer podcast when Dan says receiver corpse. They do the play-by-play, dropping almost every day. These experts know the X and O's just like Danny O'Shea. They do the review of the All-22, dissecting every throw. Osiu Mainoa lit up Dan's menorah when he was a guest on the show. So there you have it, a podcast for Giants fans who are rabid, who can't wait for Sundays, the NFC East, the Fantasy League standings. We'll see you back here. It's Big Blue Banter.
All right, welcome back. This is Big Blue Banter. We're changing things up. We're doing Giants in 10 plus. We're calling them Giants in 10-ish. We don't have a name yet for it, but this will be a segment we run more than, you know, a few times a week where we're going to break down key topics, 30,000 foot view topics that need to be discussed about the team. We're going to take some of this time to break down plays that we'll put on the YouTube page. Everything will go on YouTube, but also on the podcast feed. So today what we're discussing is, what should the Giants do at wide receiver when all of their bodies are healthy, assuming health with Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard? So how do the Giants maximize this wide receiver core? How do they maximize this offense? How do they maximize their personnel? Because we're going to put everything into here, not just the receivers, but the 11 guys they have on the field, not including the running back, the offensive lineman, and the quarterback, Nick. So where do you begin? After seeing what we saw this week, Giants throwing for 400, Giants moving the ball against a really good defense, tossing it around the yard once they got down, once they put in Tony, once they put in Ross, people who threaten the defense with speed and electricity after the catch. I feel a certain way now. I want to hear your take first, though.
I feel like the Giants have to be incredibly smart, obviously, with how they're going to employ these receivers. But how do you do that exactly, right? Because you have Sterling Shepard, who a lot of people aren't talking about right now because he's out with the injury. But Sterling Shepard does add a different dynamic to this offense. And the rapport he has with Daniel Jones is obvious when they are on the field together. But at that same time, man, the specific skill sets that Kadarius Toney and John Ross offer the New York Giants can really kind of help, I feel like, unlock this Jason Garrett offense that's a little bit stagnant, because you can just trust them to win their one-on-one matchups because of their speed or their ridiculous change of direction in Kadarius Toney's case. So I want to see more snaps for them, but somebody's going to have to suffer. And I think that somebody, it's going to have to be Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton, I don't feel like he adds anything specific to this offense. He's a solid NFL receiver, as I said on the last podcast. I believe all of that is true. But I think what John Ross can do from a field stretching standpoint, from a pure speed standpoint, and what Kadarius Toney more specifically can do from a change of direction, electrifying, whatever you want to however you want to quantify it, I think those two add more to the offense than Darius Slayton. So I think Darius Slayton's snaps should suffer a little bit, which is unfortunate for him because he's a solid receiver, but I don't believe he has the type of upside as John Ross and more specifically Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, and I'll start with Toney. At this point, Toney should not come off the field very often for the Giants. If they want to maximize this offense moving forward, Toney has to be on the field. And this is nothing new to anyone who listens to our podcast. Nick, this offseason, I talked about it and you agreed. We had a whole discussion on it. This offense, to be maximized, should run through Galladay, Barkley, and Toney. Galladay, Barkley, and Toney. That's how you maximize the offense. You make the defense have to force their eyes to go in one direction there. It's not going to be easy when you're accounting for Toney and Barkley consistently in motion. And that's something the Giants did a good job of this game, putting Toney in motion before the snap, after snap, putting Barkley in motion before the snap and after snap. Keep doing that. Put them both in motion. Have them going different directions. Have them going in places that force the defense to account for them. And then you have Galladay, who can do a lot of different things, as we saw in this game. And that's my first step. My second step is, yeah, I want John Ross on the field more often because you saw it in this game. There were specific plays where John Ross's speed, and again, if you're going to have John Ross on the field, it's not just about what he can do as a receiver. It's about what he can do from a spacing standpoint. It's about what he can do with regards to how the safeties have to play the Giants. When you take that shot, and that's something you'll have to do, by the way, Nick, I think that the Giants should take a minimum of one deep shot to John Ross every single game, early in the game, in the first half, preferably the first quarter, just so you give that defense, like, listen, we're willing to take this shot. It's first down. We'll come out of that. You know, we'll put Jones under center. We'll run play action. We'll have him hit that back foot and rip that ball out there. So you have to respect that every single snap he's on the field. The other reason I want Ross in more, man, is because I went through his snaps, every single one of his snaps on film. There's a nice cut up that we have lucky to have this week where we can watch just the specific players. And he got in and out of his breaks really well. It wasn't just the deep route. It wasn't just the space he created for players like Rudolph on the play we broke down on the previous Giants attempt, or players like Galladay on that deep dig over the middle in the middle of the game. It was also what he did as a receiver. I thought he ran really good routes on both of his other receptions, and there were also some other plays I thought he could have got the ball that he didn't, and he ran a great route on those plays. So for me, at this point, Slayton takes the back seat, and it becomes a situation where you're running a lot more 11 personnel than you ever ran. You're spreading it out more than you ever spread it out. You're coming up with some looks where there's Toney and Barkley in the backfield to mix things up. You're coming up with some looks where you even run a little Cliff Kingsbury, where you run the four receivers out there and you get them all on the field minus Slayton. And then for the most part, I think you can take Ross off the field and mix him in with Shepard. I think that's where it comes down to. I think I'm set on Toney, Galladay, Barkley, but the big question is, how does it shake out with Shepard, Slayton, and Ross, and where do you stand there right now? If you had to give percentage, what you would like to see from those three?
I think Shepard should play the most snaps still. I think what he adds just from his experience and his ability to create separation in and out of his breaks, I think it's more than what Kadarius Toney and John Ross can add. I would probably go with Sterling Shepard over those two, but that doesn't mean that the other two shouldn't see the field. You can split up the snap counts and play them in certain situations. And Kadarius Toney, I mean, you don't have to use him necessarily as a gadget type of player. I don't think he has to be that, but I don't think he's ready quite yet to step up and supersede somebody, or usurp, maybe I should say, somebody like a Sterling Shepard personally. But Darius Slayton is definitely a different story.
Giants football is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find New York Giants tickets anymore, because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as your go-to for all NFL tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NFL tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. That's right. You guys ever want to just go and see Saquon Barkley hit a 60-yard run? You know I do. Daniel Jones, find Sterling Shepard, Kenny Galladay, Darius Slayton deep. Well, if you guys want to see that live, please go and visit TickPick.com. tickpick.com and use the promo code BANTER. That's tickpick.com/banter. If you use that today, you can save $10 on your first order of the Giants tickets that you desire. Please check that out. It's tickpick.com/banter.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And as far as that goes, I'm on the same camp of Sterling Shepard's the better receiver right now. Sterling Shepard's the better route runner. He's the more experienced player. He's a tough player who makes all the catches that are thrown to him. He is the better player. But I think for me, I almost think of it like this. While Shepard is the better player, the Giants offense may not be at its highest capability when you have just Shepard and Galladay on the field and then two tight ends in Ingram and Rudolph. It changes the way defenses have to play them with those four on the field. There's just simply not enough speed and simply not enough, basically, electricity. I don't know how else to describe what Kadarius Toney brings this offense and what he threatened those defenses with. And same thing for Ross and how he gets upfield so fast vertically. Now he can get in and out of his breaks and just break down. It's something different that the defense has to account for. And I think that as long as Shepard's mixed in with one of those two, I think you're winning. You're doing a good job. But when you start to bog back down into that two tight end set with Ingram and Rudolph, and then just Galladay and Shepard as the only two receivers on the field, or even just Galladay and Slayton as the only two receivers on the field, it just doesn't give the same threat to the defense. The safeties don't have to play you the same way that they were playing you with Ross and Toney on the field. And I'll say this, Toney has a long way to go, but some of the routes he ran, the one route that that's been flashing on Twitter, that route where he just broke the defensive back off the line of scrimmage with his release, that's really good stuff. And even the deep over he ran that he caught, I think an 18-yard catch on, it wasn't the greatest route in the world, but he was fast enough to get to that spot for Jones to put the ball on him. And so you didn't really lose out much by having him in that situation. So I just feel like it offers the defense so much more when you have those two players on the field, or at least one of those two.
Yeah, I think you have to pick your spots and use them in a manner to where you're still going to stress the heck out of the defense. But I don't think you should bury, I don't think you think this as well, but you should bury someone like Sterling Shepard to still believe
Definitely
he's
not.
Very, very valuable. And Daniel Jones is lucky this one intercepted. This is the play that you're referencing in the last video. Look at that.
Oof. This was his one turnover-worthy throw of the game. I have to go back on the film again to make sure it was only this one. There might have been another one that I'm missing, or might have another one or two, but this was the obvious turnover-worthy throw of the play. Of course, it's red zone. He struggled in the red zone with those types of throws. We've seen it now. I think every game he's had one of those in the red zone at this point, all four of the games. But, again, not going to kill him too much. It's one throw. It's one play in the game. But I totally am with you. Shepard should still get the most snaps. Definitely more than Ross. That I'm locked in. As far as Shepard versus Tony goes, for now, I'll go Shep, man. But I don't know if I'm staying on that camp. And I think I can move off of that spot because Tony can do so much, not only from that schematic standpoint and from what it forces defense, but I'm starting to see flashes of just like really, really, really high upside play from him, as everything, as a route runner, as a person after the catch. And even there was a vertical route he ran that wasn't so bad that Jones missed him by maybe a yard or two early in the game. They're going to start to work on that rapport, the timing, the rhythm, and they're going to get better at that as well.
I love this play too. Yo, this is what I brought up on the Quick Reaction podcast. Are the Giants going to run the option off this if Jones wants to hand the football right off? If this guy bit down the line of scrimmage, he can run an option play with Kadarius Toney. I think that would be a really interesting little wrinkle.
Look at if he does keep that in that spot and runs option, that is a big gain. Look at this. If he keeps this football, and maybe the defense is crashing because he reads that the ball is in the running back's hand. But I don't know, man. It seems like that defense has made that decision already. That defensive end has made that decision already. And Jones can just take off with that thing.
Now, that's a really good play by the defensive end right there. And the Saints, the entire game were...
No, you're right. And there's even an overhang defender coming down on him anyway.
We're really disciplined this entire game. I was impressed with how disciplined they were. Like, we are not going to allow Daniel Jones to run that zone read all over us. And in terms of the RPO, the linebackers, man, they were trying to be disciplined and stay in those throwing windows. But Daniel Jones was really, really decisive when he saw the linebacker, whether it be DeMario Davis or Pete Warner, just bite up a little bit. He would just fire that football in there on the quick slants to Kadarius Toney and Kenny Golladay. I thought Jones was really, really good in that manner on Sunday.
All right, let's wrap it up with this. Rank the Giants wide receiver corps in order of corps. Again, it's like natural to me. Right, rank the Giants wide receiver corps in order of snaps that you would like to see now, if they're fully healthy, let's say in week five, and then it also rank it if they're all, assuming they're all fully healthy in week 17. So give me a week five preference and a week 17 preference.
Look at the honey hole right here with Kenny Golladay, but it had to be a quick throw. So for week five, I don't think Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard, they may not be available. So
sorry, that's a bad question. Assuming they're all healthy, as of right now versus how they're going to progress 12 weeks from now.
Right now, if they were all healthy, I would go Kenny Golladay, Sterling Shepard, Kadarius Toney. Is this snap counts or just skill?
Snap. Who you want to see on the field for the most amount of snaps?
John Ross and then Darius Slayton. And as for week 12, I think it's going to be the same if everybody's healthy. I don't know if Kadarius Toney will fully take over because he is a raw player. Someone as talented and as experienced as Sterling Shepard, because my biggest gripe with Sterling Shepard is something he can't necessarily control, and that's his health and his availability. I think if he is available for 17 games and he's not playing through like a hurt toe or something like that, I think Sterling Shepard could be like a 100 reception type of receiver. I think he has that type of upside. I don't think Kadarius Toney has that type of upside right now. So I would go Golladay, Shepard, Kadarius Toney, John Ross, Darius Slayton.
Okay, I'd go Golladay, Toney too. It may not be a reception upside for Toney, but it's just more about what he offers, what the defense is forced to. Yeah. And also, it's not just that. It's like what he can do with the football after he catches it. That's another thing with Toney that I think he's going to create plays that aren't there. And so I'm going to go Toney too. I think that's ideal. Also, for week 17, by then, he'll obviously be less of a raw receiver. And I don't think it's a total coincidence that in the second most difficult matchup for the Giants from a defensive standpoint this season, their offense looked their best by far, with Toney and Ross taking the snaps of Slayton and Shepard. I'm just not saying it's because of that, but I just don't think it's a total coincidence. So I'll go Shepard 3. I'll round it out with 4 John Ross, 5 Darius Slayton, and then 6 Colin Johnson there. So really good problem for the Giants to have right now at wide receiver. A lot of depth and a lot of talent. Thanks again for tuning in to Big Blue Banter Pod. This is Giants in 10-ish, Giants in 10-plus. We'll figure out a name at some point. This will go on YouTube and the podcast feed. Let us know if you like this new format, like this new idea of breaking down key points, talking key topics in 10 minutes or less, or it's really going to turn out to be 10 minutes or more because we are both long-winded individuals. And so otherwise, we'll talk to you soon, and we will see you on the All-22 Breakdowns.